We're now learning Shmiras HaLashon, and yesterday we actually finished the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon Chelek Rishon. We are now beginning on page 530 in the English edition, the Chasimas HaSefer. Those have the regular Shmiras HaLashon Sefer. It's the Chasimas HaSefer, all the way at the end after Shar HaTorah. Yisbaru boy oid inyonim hashaychem l'shar alpha beis. Here we'll be discussing similar topics which were applicable to Shar Aleph and Shar Beis, and he begins in Perek Aleph. We'll just see a few minutes and we'll stop for today. Perek Aleph. Boy yuvoyrish al yidei shmiras haloshen yizke l'chashivus miyuchedes ba'ilam haba. Here in Perek Aleph we will be discussing that if a person merits to guard his mouth from Lashon Hara, he will have a special place in Olam Haba, a Makam Yuchud, special place. He says as follows: Amru Chazal Baba Basra, a famous Gemara, which unfortunately is many times taken and misunderstood. The Gemara tells us in the Banim of Kusamachay Amud Aleph, Ruban Begezel. Most people steal. Doesn't mean that someone's putting their hand in your pocket right now as we're talking and taking out your wallet. But to some degree, you know, wallet's still there. But to some degree, it could be not even realizing it, taking things without permission, whatever it might be, not returning something, borrowing a dollar or two here and there and not returning it. Many examples. Ruban Begezel, says the Gemara. Umiyutan by Rayas, that there are those who sin in immoral ways. Mutan, a few people, respectively speaking, sin in regards to Rayas. However, the Kulon, a strong word, everyone, Ba'avak Lashon Hara. Not with the real Lashon Hara, but with the dust of Lashon Hara, with things that come out to be Lashon Hara. To some degree, avak lashon hara. Mizeh yuchal ha'adam lisboinein es goydel inyan shmiras haloshen. From this statement, says the Chofetz Chaim, a person can contemplate, and should contemplate, es goydel inyan shmiras haloshen. The tremendous aspect of guarding one's mouth. The haloy on the royin, as we see, sheteva kol adam lisgoyis be'izad dover. The nature of people is to express themselves, to show themselves off in certain things that they have. What does that mean? People want to show off a little, sometimes a lot. They want to show that they are chashiv, that they are worth something. For example, im asher gadol hu, if a person is a very wealthy person, yischazik liyos loy chatzer noy. So what's he going to do? Make sure he has a beautiful piece of land. And for him, it's not a big deal. He has the money. He'll spend it. So people drive by and see his land. Oh, okay, that's how he's showing off. If he's a balabayis. So he's a bayis? No, it's a very nice house. It's not just, he doesn't have all the land, but he has a beautiful house. What if he's not a asher gadol? He's not a balabayis. He's just a young person. Even a young person who is misharis beis makom, who works somewhere, yirish yeloy akopanim beged noye al shabbos v'yomtiv. He, of course, also wants to show. Not that he's showing off necessarily, but he wants to make sure he fits in. So he'll have nice clothing for shabbos or yomtiv. He says, "Kedei shula yisbaze itzel chaveru lefi erkoi," so that he won't be embarrassed when he's with his friends who are the same age, same group. V'imzeh boilam hakola. If this fact is true, that people want to be with other people in the same bracket, they want to show, "Oh, you have a nice house. I have a nice house. You can dress nicely. I can dress nicely also." You have more money, so you buy yourself a mansion, a lot of land. If that's the fact, that's the nature of people here in the Olam HaKoleh, in the world which is here today and gone tomorrow. Shahatainug v'hakovet shaloi hu hevel v'rik. That the tainug, the enjoyment of this world, and this fake kovet, this honor, whether it's the house or the clothing, is hevel v'rik. Is nothing. Is vanity. How much more so? A person has to make sure that he will have a precious place in the Olam Haba. He will make sure that he should make sure he wants to have for himself a makam, a place in the Olam Haba, which is a tremendous spread of land, a mansion. And that he's wearing the finest clothing in Olam Haba. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue with this topic.